The Orange FM.
Welcome to the very first episode of Bad Wolf Radio, a brand new discussion and review podcast all about Doctor Who. I'm one of your hosts, Aaron Goins, and I'm here with a man who I'm convinced is the 15th regeneration of the Doctor, my co-host, Adam Farmer. How are you doing today, Adam?
I'm doing well. I'm kind of interested why you chose the 15th out of all of them, but hey, I'll take it.
Hey, I'm convinced that you are. You cannot keep the secret from me.
just you wait. Me and Moffat are in the works with something.
But I'm really excited. This is the very first episode of this podcast that we've kind of been brainstorming for a little bit. I'm excited to have Adam as my co-host. He's a bit of a podcast rookie. I myself have another podcast that I do that's all about Star Wars books. But I have convinced Adam to jump into the podcasting world and do a Doctor Who podcast with me. So I'm really excited to do this podcast and talk about Doctor Who with you.
I'm definitely all about this. That this is one of those things that has always interested me, and it was just waiting for the right opportunity. And I think with Doctor Who, especially Doctor Who discussing it with you, I think this is going to be a good time. Definitely looking forward to what the future episodes have in store.
Well, we're definitely going to keep doing podcast episodes. Hopefully people will listen to us. I think we have a total of like 9 followers on Twitter right now, so we're doing really good.
We're getting up there. The Facebook page is a little bit better right now, so definitely something that I want to keep my eyes on. We'll get the numbers up there.
If you're listening right now and you haven't started following us on Twitter or Facebook, go ahead and click pause and go over to those pages and give us a quick follow. We'd love to interact with you guys in the community. But let's talk about what is this show going to be? How, I guess, kind of just give the listeners an idea of what are we going to be doing on the show? What can they expect when they're listening to Bad Wolf Radio?
Of course. So to get started, we are definitely first and foremost fans of the show. I can't say that I've watched every episode from the very first Doctor to where we are currently, but I am a fan of the show. I've loved everything from Eccleston until where we are now with Smith. So it's definitely first and foremost fans of the show jumping in, just able to express some of the thoughts that we have in our head after watching each and every episode.
Yeah, just a bit of a disclaimer here. We're not experts on Doctor Who. We're not claiming to be experts. We're just a couple of guys that thought it'd be cool to have a Doctor Who podcast and talk about it. Like Adam said, you know, we haven't watched every single episode of every single Doctor, but we have watched every single episode of the newer Doctors, starting with Eccleston. And we'll talk a little bit more later in the episode about other stuff that we've taken in as far as Doctor Who goes. But yeah, we just wanted to kind of get that out there. We're not experts. We're just fans.
But we're definitely going to do our best to stay as relevant to what we do know. So
yeah, we're... When we say we're fans, we are pretty big fans, and we do definitely nerd and geek out over it. So
we have been known to wear the occasional bow tie, even in public. So watch yourselves.
Yes, and I have cosplayed as the Doctor. So the geek cred for our Doctor Who fandom is pretty good.
So we'll also be talking about doing our best to stay up with all the weekly episodes. We're going to try to stay on top of that. I know that both of us are very excited about the 50th coming up here. I'm definitely going to do my best to see it as soon as I can. I know that you're actually going to a theater. Is that correct?
Yes, I will be in Tennessee visiting family, but I made sure that there is a theater close enough that I can go and watch it in 3D. So I'm pretty excited about doing that later this month.
Definite dedication right there. We're also going to do our best to stay. I know that both you and I like to stay up on the news, although I think we have different ideas on what spoilers are, but I'm definitely going to do my best to stay up on the news, and I know that you're following right along, gathering all the Who news that comes out when it hits the wire.
Yes, we will definitely be talking about the news in our different episodes. For me, I think that Doctor Who is pretty bad at keeping their details under wraps, so spoilers abound.
Yeah.
Spoilers abound on Twitter and other places like that, so we will try not to get too spoilerific, if that's a word, in our discussions, but anything that's been officially announced, we will definitely discuss as it comes out.
And I think we'll have to throw out that spoiler tag here and there and everywhere, just in case. I have a tendency to slip up, so I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
Reviews. We're going to do what we can to not only cover the current episodes, but I know that both you and I have talked about going back to our beginnings, jumping back in with Eccleston and watching our way through again, maybe pick out some high points, some major plot points throughout the stories. I've already started working my way back through, so it's going to be fun to jump back and revisit some old friends, companions, doctors, even the occasional villain.
Yeah, definitely. As the new episodes come out, we will be reviewing them within the week, I would say, after the new episodes are released. But we know, as Doctor Who fans, that there are definitely dry spells. We have to wait for months until the new season starts. So we will, at those dry spells, we'll probably jump back in time and do some reviews of some of the older episodes. If not in order, at least hit some of the highlights.
Awesome. Now, as far as when we got started on Who, when was your first, Aaron?
Well, kind of how I got into Doctor Who because of Twitter. I've followed a bunch of people on Twitter. I'm more involved in the Star Wars fandom. That's kind of what I've been into for the past, let's say, 15 years maybe. So I'm big into the Star Wars fandom. But Doctor Who was something that I always saw come across on Twitter. Not all of my friends, but a lot of my friends on Twitter would just be discussing this thing called Doctor Who, and I just had no idea what it was. This was probably around 2009, 2010. So just out of curiosity, I, you know, pulled it up on Netflix and started watching it. And
awesome.
I'd say it took me about 6 episodes to really get hooked. You know, those first couple episodes with Eccleston are a little rough if you don't know what you're getting into.
The plastic people.
Yes. So it took me about 6 episodes, but I got hooked, and once I got hooked, it's something now that I would consider maybe the best TV show that I've ever watched, or at least I find the most enjoyment in watching it compared to any other television show. So I am deep into it now and love every minute of it.
Awesome. That's I can definitely credit you for being the one that got me on board watching Doctor Who.
Oh, this is right. Yeah, you're one of my disciples.
Yeah, it's kind of odd to refer to me as that, but I guess I am. You kind of got me into the habit of watching Who. It all started because of business trips. And I can definitely thank Netflix for that as well. So a plug for watching old episodes of Doctor Who on Netflix. I jumped in and it was within one summer. I think it was probably 2010 or 2011. I can't remember exactly, but within one summer, I watched all of Eccleston, worked my way through Tennant, jumped into Smith, and then got caught up. And then from that point, since Netflix didn't have the current episodes, I started buying them on Amazon Instant Video, watching them that way as they came out the day after the episode. And so now currently, because I don't have BBC America, I'm actually watching them with iTunes season passes. So I am picking them up as they come out. And I can say that Doctor Who is one of the only TV shows that I have watched, what I'm going to say from the start, and have stayed up to date on what is going on and will continue to watch, whether it ends or continues going, I will continue to watch it from start to finish. So it's actually very special to me because of that fact. It's the only show that I've really stuck with. So it's a pretty big thing for me.
Yeah, Doctor Who has that power. It can really get its hooks in you. I know pretty much anybody I've introduced it to has fallen in love with it, with the exception of a couple people who it just wasn't up their alley.
And they just don't understand a good story, to be quite honest.
Right. It's their fault. Yeah. These people are no longer part of my life.
Nice.
But yeah, it's pretty much everyone I've introduced it to, you know, you, my brother, my wife's sisters, my wife's mom, even, just every one of them is just, they're in love with it now. So it's awesome to see other people get involved in it. You know, the more the merrier, the more people that you can talk to about it.
Definitely. And it used to, I don't know, when I started watching it, it definitely had a smaller feel to it as far as the people that were interested in it. Definitely had more of a niche, not as widespread. But here lately, with it being on the cover of Entertainment Weekly, Smith on the cover with his sonic screwdriver, it just seems like it's definitely started to spread and keep running into more and more people on a weekly basis who definitely love the Doctor.
So let's talk a little bit about the first few seasons, or I guess how many seasons have they had now? Is it seven?
Yeah, we're getting ready to jump into eight.
So I guess before we talk about the current stuff, have you dabbled at all in the classic Doctors? Have you watched any of it?
I have started the exact same episode of the classic Doctor. I probably three or four times. I get a little bit further in the episode every time I start to watch it, but there's just something about it. I keep getting interrupted. I haven't had a good opportunity just to sit and kind of watch through it. It's kind of like what you mentioned with the first couple episodes of even Eccleston, where it takes some getting used to, and there's not the same pace in the older episodes that I've come to love and enjoy in the modern Doctor series. So it's definitely something that I still want to jump into. I'm just looking for the right episode. So everybody out there listening, all four of you who are probably listening to it right now, I'm open to suggestions. Let me know what episodes I should start on the classic Doctor, and I will definitely jump into them.
Well, as for me, I have dabbled a little bit into the classic Doctor Who stuff just because it's a curse that I have. Maybe a disease that I have, but I am such a completionist that I have to know everything. So, you know, it's the same way in my Star Wars fandom. When I saw the movies, I had to go read all the books and comics, and that's kind of how I feel with the Doctor. I feel like I'm missing stuff that I haven't gone back and watched all of these classic episodes.
No, and I have the feeling that the more the story goes on, the more that Moffat is a master of tying things in. So the more I feel like I'm missing out, the more episodes come out. So definitely.
So what I did do is I tried to start at the very beginning. I tried to start with the first Doctor. I went on Netflix and, you know, did their DVD through the mail thing that nobody does anymore.
I was going to say, does that even still exist?
Yeah, I don't know. It might not anymore. But at the time I was doing it and I was getting every episode in order. I watched, I don't know how many, the first maybe 15, or got up to the point where there was some of the missing episodes. But it was a task for me. It was, you know, not that enjoyable. I like the characters, but the stories were very boring and just so low budget. So I found enjoyment in it, but I found myself kind of losing interest as I went along. And then because of the whole having to get them through the mail, I eventually stopped watching them. But I have tried to at least go and see bits and pieces of each incarnation of the Doctor. So I've watched, I think, pretty much every Doctor, at least a few episodes of each Doctor.
Nice.
And I did watch the movie, the made-for-TV movie they had for the Eighth Doctor, which came in handy today. We'll talk about that a little bit more.
Yes, but, definitely.
So I have dabbled, but I definitely haven't gone back and watched them all. But I would like to eventually, you know, accomplish that. It's one of my goals, is to go through and watch them all. But it's going to take a long time.
Yeah, there's a lot out there. I mean, we're coming up on the 50th, and all that means is that there is a lot to catch up on if that's your goal.
But let's talk a little bit about from Eccleston on, you know, what we'd have enjoyed, since this is kind of our introduction episode of our new podcast. Let's let the listeners know kind of what we enjoyed about Doctor Who so far. So who is your favorite Doctor? You can include any classics that you've seen. But 9, 10, 11, who's your favorite?
After today's webcast, getting ready for the 50th, I actually have some doubts in my mind now as far as who my favorite Doctor is. It's definitely, prior to today, I could say it was definitely Tennant. Tennant has always been, in my mind, the Doctor. It might have been because he was in more episodes than Eccleston. because I thought Eccleston was the man at that point. I definitely love Smith. I enjoy parts of what he's done with the character. But there's something about Tennant that if I want to watch an episode, I rewatch an episode, I'm always going to default to checking through Tennant's episodes first. And there's something weird about it. I don't know if it's just something about the Doctor, but even when I think back to older episodes, thinking back to Eccleston, every episode I think of, for some reason, I picture Tennant in that episode. I have a really hard time figuring out, remembering which episode had which Doctor in it. And it's probably just because how much I enjoyed Tennant.
So you're going with Tennant?
I would say that at this point, Tennant is my Doctor, but the Eighth, he has the potential. If I go back and rewatch some of his episodes, if what I saw today has anything to do with how he acted in the episodes he was in, maybe I just need to go back to listen to some of those audiobooks. But there's something about the way that he acted that I really loved.
No, McGann was great. I mean, we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up, but I thought he was awesome in that short little mini episode we got today. But I would have to agree with you. I think my favorite right now is 10. I think Tennant, he's the standard for me when it comes to the Doctor. Eccleston was great as well, and Smith, I would say I enjoy. Smith to me is a little bit more goofy of a character than I like the Doctor to be. He's almost too comical.
Yeah.
Too clownish or whatever. But so for me, Tennant is definitely my favorite Doctor as of now.
I know Smith definitely had his moments, but there's something about the seriousness of Tennant. He has such dramatic highs and lows in some of his episodes that it's just, yeah, he's definitely my favorite as well. So right. what about companions? I mean, from Rose to Donna to Clara, where are you going to go with companion? We can even include throw Mickey in there,
Rory,
Rory, throw all of them in there. Who are you going with?
They all have had a place in my heart. There's not other than maybe Martha is the one that I didn't really enjoy that much, but other than her, I think every one of them I've really enjoyed. But I think because of the relationship that Ten had with Rose, Rose kind of is like, she's that first girlfriend kind of whatever you want to call it. She's the one that I always default to as my favorite.
Okay.
Although I did enjoy, Rory was awesome. He had his moments. I didn't really love Amy, but she was a fun companion as well. And I actually really liked Clara a lot too. So I would say Rose probably number one, and then maybe Clara would come in number two.
So what was it about Martha? Just throwing it out there.
Much of like a teenager kind of crush on the Doctor.
Okay.
Her personality just didn't, I like the more. Now, I'd say Rose kind of was like that as well, but she developed so much as a character.
Right. We had more seasons with her.
Yeah. So I got to know her more. And just because of like the relationship that she had with Ten. That's why I like her so much, but I like Clara a lot because of her personality. I like that person that is kind of a equal. She acts like an equal to the
right.
Doctor as opposed to like the Doctor's pet, where he tends to treat his companions almost like pets.
Yep.
And Clara is like, no, I'm your equal. And I like that about her.
Okay. I can see that. I don't know if I'm going to be as hard on Martha when it comes to having her essentially at the bottom of the stack of the companions. Donna is one of those companions that I love to hate. For some reason, there is something about her that always just rubbed me the wrong way. So her and Martha are probably battling for last place in my list of companions. I would probably, for the exact same reasons, put Rose up there at the top of my list. It's one of those things where it's like, she's the first companion. She's kind of like Tennant, the one that I always default to when I think of, the Doctor, I go to Tennant. When I think of a companion, I go to Rose. Amy, I did enjoy her. She really played well off of, Matt Smith's Doctor. during the opening part of it, but I can definitely see Clara as well. Clara, like you said, she's more of an equal. She can give the Doctor a run for his money, but I would put Rose at the top of my list when it comes to best companion that I've seen thus far. I'm really interested to see what companions are coming down the road, or even how many more episodes do we have with Clara. That's a big question mark in my mind.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with you on your, I wouldn't say dislike for Donna, but you know, she wasn't your favorite. And I think that's a common opinion among Doctor Who fans. But I actually really liked her because my wife really liked her. And so my wife thought she was hilarious. And every time she'd say something in her sarcastic, you know, accent and everything, my wife just thought it was hilarious. So because of the enjoyment my wife was getting out of that character, I tended to enjoy it as well. But yeah, I can see where you're coming from with that one.
Yeah, I loved her, but I loved to hate her. Like, there was just something about her that every time, I don't know, she just got under my skin. She rubbed me the wrong way. But I mean, hey, I'll still watch episodes with her in it. She does have her bright shining moments, so it wasn't all bad.
Oi, oi!
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about what's coming up. We have some things coming up. Big things coming up, the 50th anniversary. We know there's, you know, they're going to have Tennant and Smith together in the same episode with John Hurt playing another version of the Doctor. So that's going to be amazing. That's coming up just in a couple weeks. And then, you know, soon after that, we're going to get the Christmas special, which is, you know, we all know is going to be Matt Smith's last episode as the Doctor. So this is a pretty big time to be a Doctor Who fan with the 50th anniversary coming up.
That's crazy. We are almost there. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, and you know, there was a lot of speculation as to, you know, who is John Hurt supposed to be playing and all of that. And I think we may have some more definitive answers after that prequel episode that they released today.
Yeah, definitely. The prequel episode they released today has me probably more excited for the 50th than I could ever imagine I would be. I think it was just the perfect setup. It definitely has, it's raised new questions. It's answered old questions, and I'm ready to see where we go with it. It was well done to Moffat. Well done for putting that together. That was great.
Yeah. And this first episode of Bad Wolf Radio was supposed to be kind of a quick, you know, introduction episode. We're just going to introduce ourselves, but when I woke up this morning, and every morning when I wake up, one of the first things I do is I check my Twitter feed, as, you know, most young adults
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Yep.
And
completely valid.
I check my Twitter feed and I see this link for this video. And I don't know why, maybe they had announced this was coming today, but I had no idea it was coming. I just, you know, had been really busy. And so I see the video and I'm like, okay, it's going to be one of those quick 2-minute whatever videos. So as I'm getting ready, you know, for work this morning, I turn it on my iPhone and the video starts playing and I see whatever's happening at the beginning. The girl basically is talking about the doctor.
Yes.
And this guy says, I'm a doctor. And they show Paul McGann. And I literally, like, in my bedroom, as I'm looking at my iPhone, I said, what? And my wife from downstairs is like, are you okay up there? I'm like, you have to come look at this. Like, I don't know if this may have already been leaked that he was going to be in it. And I just tried to avoid spoilers. So luckily, but it completely took me by surprise and I loved it.
Awesome. That's I don't know. I knew that the shorter episode was coming. But there's something that leading up to the 50th, I've done my best to avoid spoilers because this is slowly becoming a very, very large event for me. So I wanted to be as unspoiled as I possibly could, which is completely unlike me. So kind of the same impression when I saw that doctor, the 8th doctor, show up. Here I've been expecting just the 10th, really bummed that Eccleston wasn't going to show up. Have Matt Smith in there, throw John Hurt in there as the mystery doctor, but then to have the 8th drop in it like that as well, I was floored, definitely floored by it.
Now, you haven't seen the made-for-TV movie they did with the 8th doctor, have you?
I have not, no.
Okay. Me and my wife rented that a while back when we were trying to, you know, just watch different pieces of each doctor. Well, since that's the only thing that he's been in that's, you know, at least on film, we went ahead and rented it, kind of heard like, eh, it's not the best Doctor Who, but if you want to, you know, if you want to see every Doctor, you got to watch it. So we watched the movie and it was pretty bad, I will say. The movie was pretty bad, but a bright spot in the movie was the Doctor, the Eighth Doctor, Paul McGann. He was great in the movie. It wasn't him that was the problem. It was more the story, some of the acting of the other characters, the cheesiness of the whole thing, kind of because of the time period that the movie came out in the 80s. I think it was 80s. No, was it 90s? But whatever. So it, you know, the movie wasn't great, but he was a great, I wouldn't say great, but he was a very interesting doctor that I wanted to know more about. So I haven't gone back and listened to any of the, you know, the audio stuff that he's done. I think I was reading something today that that doctor has actually been in more things, you know, audio books, comics, you know, TV than any other of the doctors.
Right.
So I haven't gone back and looked at any of that stuff or listened to any of that stuff, but I was very curious to kind of see more from this doctor. So when I saw him in this little video, I was super excited. And then as I watched the video, just as the thing went on, I was like, man, he is a great doctor. Like, yeah, I know definitely. I only just saw 6 minutes of him, but he was really good. Like, it made me want to watch like an entire series about him, or wish that we had gotten more than just that really bad movie.
Right.
It just didn't do him justice.
And there's something about even in that short webcast. And now I'm assuming that by the time everybody's listening to this, you've already watched the webcast. If you haven't, definitely stop here, go watch it, and then press play on the podcast again. But just seeing him in that situation where, I mean, we're so used to seeing the doctor not necessarily trusted immediately or loved immediately, but always have this way to get people a great first impression, if you will. And yet in this short little video, it's like he is rejected. He is turned down. And just to see how he responds in the webcast, it was just such an interesting look at that aspect of the doctor and really what leads us into the 50th, which whether you've been following the rumors or not and what the 50th is actually going to mean and who John Hurt is supposed to be, it definitely is a great setup.
Definitely. And it made me, as I was watching it, because, I mean, I don't know if this was ever confirmed, but the rumor was that they were trying to get Eccleston to come back for the 50th.
Right, right.
And he kind of said, I think you guys are better off without me.
And broke our hearts.
Yeah, and so then that's the part that, you know, John Hurt is basically playing what they wanted to have Eccleston play. And it just, as I was watching this and they were showing, you know, the regeneration of the 8th into, you know, the War Doctor or whatever, who is technically, I guess, the 9th, it really made me upset more that wasn't Eccleston, that we could have seen, you know, we finally would be able to see that regeneration from the 8th to the 9th, and that was such an opportunity missed. And it's something that we'll never get to see, you know, now, because they kind of changed they flipped the script on us a little bit.
Right, right. But along those lines, like, I am, because of how well they did with just this 7-minute chunk, the 7-minute video, I have nothing but confidence now. I mean, I had some questions going into the 50th. How are they going to handle it? How is it going to look having at least Tennant and Smith together? No doubt that they would be able to play off of each other very well. But even just the storyline, how is that going to work out? How is it going to look? But after what they gave us today, I am bought in. I'm sold out. I'm ready for the next 7-8 days to just fly past so that I can watch it and see what actually does come of it.
Yes, I completely agree. The only fear I have is that they've started at such a high with this that because of, you know, the tone of this and everything, that it makes me expect the same thing in the 50th. And then if the 50th comes and it's a little bit different, then I might even be let down. But I don't know. Tennant's back, and I don't think I could be let down no matter what.
I was going to say, there's not going to be any letdown as soon as you see him wearing his brown suit and hopefully throwing on the 3D glasses one last time.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, this is something that ever since Tennant said, I don't want to go, and I was wiping the tears out of my eyes, ever since that moment, I've always thought it'd be so awesome if they could ever bring him back, but I never thought it would happen.
Yeah.
So now it's finally, you know, it's probably the, you know, it's going to be a one and done kind of thing. You know, I'm not expecting him to come back, you know, again after this, but I love that they're giving him one last shot at the Doctor. And I think it's great. I can't wait.
Yep. I'm right there with you. It should be good.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff that was in this little video. You know, in this short 7 minutes, they hit us with a lot. You know,
definitely.
We saw a Doctor regenerate, which was something I don't think anybody was expecting. We got to see the Eighth regenerate. But the way he regenerated was different than what we're used to with the whole Sisters of Karn. Were you familiar with them at all? Was this something that you were, you know, as soon as you finished watching the video, you Googled it? Like, what was your reaction?
I definitely, my first reaction after watching the video, other than trying to pick my jaw up off the floor and actually rub my eyes to make sure that what I just saw was actually what was on YouTube, I went ahead and started Googling because there was a lot, like I mentioned, haven't watched anything really before Eccleston. So there was a lot that I needed to get caught up on. I knew of the Eighth. I knew who he was. So that I wasn't as surprised about. I didn't have to do a lot of looking into that. But even getting caught up on things that were references throughout the episode, it was huge. I definitely had to do a lot of Google work to figure out what actually took place there.
Yeah, so the Sisters of Karn, I wasn't familiar with it either because neither of us have really watched a lot of the classic stuff. But apparently they have been featured in the show before, all the way back with the Fourth Doctor. They are an established character that has been in there before. I think they've been fleshed out even more in the novels and the comics. But they did show up in the classic series. So it is a cool, you know, thing for them to kind of pull from that time period and bring it up to, you know, to the modern stuff.
Yeah, and they did a really good job within that video showing that, okay, this wasn't something new. These aren't new characters. The Eighth had a lot of familiarity with them, even as far as he drops a line at one point saying that they I'm trying to remember exactly, they weren't really big on showing appreciation or follow-up or something like that as they're giving him an opportunity. So definitely did a good job of showing that relationship, at least familiarity, that they knew who each other were.
And then we get to see the, you know, the strange regeneration where he actually drinks, you know, something that they basically allow him to choose what type of doctor he's going to be, which was, you know, I guess the doctors don't really have that ability. It's very random what happens to them.
How do you feel about that?
I was okay with it. It's different. You know, Doctor Who typically doesn't do too much on the supernatural or sorcerer. You know, there's always some kind of a scientific explanation.
They did say Time Lord science was elevated on
right.
Karn.
Yeah, so even there, they always try to bring it back to science. But I kind of like to see some of these more, you know, supernatural type of elements slip into Doctor Who every once in a while. So I was completely okay with it. I thought it was an interesting way of doing it, and I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was a really cool element. I wouldn't say that I was that thinking of, oh, what would be a cool way to approach this? Oh, let's do that. That said, I guess that's why I'm not a writer for the show. I thought it worked really well, and I was definitely cool with it. Not opposed to it whatsoever.
And like we were talking about a little bit before, is kind of the popularity of the Eighth Doctor was kind of born in the time period between when the movie was on TV and then when the show started back up in 2005. So there was this huge gap of time that there was no, you know, nothing new for Doctor Who other than, you know, some of these other things like novels and these audio dramas and things like that. So the popularity of the Eighth Doctor was really born in these audio dramas. And as he is regenerating, he actually gives a little bit of a shout out to some of his companions. Because I hadn't ever listened to any of the audio dramas before, I was very curious to look up and see if these names that he said were actually characters, you know, that were, you know, from these novels and books and audio dramas, if they were actually part of that. Did you go Google that as well?
You know I did. Yeah. I had my list put together of who each person was and where they fall in the story. It's things like that, and honestly, like it's moments like that that really, to me, define Doctor Who. What makes me love the show, their ability to reference stuff like that and yet do it in such a way, not as big of an impact as saying kind of what you referred to, Tennant locked in the glass case and saying that he doesn't want to go. But just that line of naming off the companions, friends, companions I've known, I salute you, and Cass, the lady that's laying there dead on the rock, I apologize. And then grabbing the goblet saying, physician, heal thyself, and then drinking it. That I think was just, for such a short video, that is a huge moment, I think, just to define the character moving forward.
Definitely. And it was a cool, you know, shout out, because I know for me as a fan of things like novels and comics and stuff from other series, you know, when the official, you know, television show gives a shout out to something that's in a book that I read, it's, you know, that's a huge deal. So I think anyone that's a fan of the audio dramas probably were jumping out of their seats when these characters, you know, these companions that they've been listening, you know, to stories about were all mentioned, you know, in this official, you know, video release. I think that probably made a lot of fans happy. And it made me want to go and listen to these books, you know, or these audio dramas. It made me want to go back and listen to them, you know, just because these characters were mentioned.
It definitely makes the roots run deeper when you see how much there is to the stories that they're weaving together.
And then when he does regenerate, we do get to see a brief glimpse of how he looks in the regeneration. You know, he decides he wants to be a warrior, which I was kind of like thinking, okay, he's going to regenerate into John Hurt, you know, who is a pretty old guy. So if you wouldn't think of him as warrior because of his age, kind of surprising to me, you see the reflection of the doctor, and he's a young version of John Hurt, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah. And then from there, I've always been impressed leading up to the 50th, the outfit that they put John Hurt in. And that's always something really big. Doctor Who, what is a new doctor going to wear? Be it bow ties, be it 3D glasses, be it the long scarf. What are they going to look like? I've always loved how John Hurt has been dressed, very apocalyptic, very warrior-like. And then for him to pick up that belt, that strap from Cass, and actually put that on himself, ties everything together, the warrior aspect of it, the younger John Hurt, who's obviously going to age and get more grizzled leading up to the 50th. So it was, I don't know, I'm just gushing right now. It was a great 7-minute video to watch. I watched it 4 times today. So it was fun.
You beat me. I only watched it twice. I didn't, but I will be watching it probably many more times after we're done recording this.
Nice.
But I love the my favorite moment in it was the snarkiness of the doctor as the lady is telling him that he has 4 minutes.
That's an eternity.
I loved how he just kind of was just like, 4 minutes, like, I, you know, bring me something to sew or whatever he said. Bring me knitting, I think, is what he says. Like, he's
anybody up for a game of chess?
When you're talking to the doctor, 4 minutes, it can be an eternity. You know, he's bored with that. So I thought that was interesting.
Well, it, speaking of boredom, even when the Sisterhood of Karn, the keeper of the Flame of Boredom, and then I think that's what it was referred to, and she corrects him, and basically the Flame of Everlasting Life or something along those lines. But just, he definitely seems jaded at this point. Stuff has happened leading up to this, and just his boredom, his jadedness, if that's even a word, leading into the fun exchange between the knitting and the chess game.
Yeah, so it was great. I think, you know, we both can agree that that was a surprisingly good, you know, prequel mini episode that we got. That, you know, those typically when they show them, they're short little clips, you know.
The pond life, parts 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Or the part where he, you know, the doctor meets Clara on the swings. You know, they're usually something sweet or funny, or this was like an episode, you know. I feel like I was as emotionally invested in this little YouTube video than I have been in any Doctor Who episode of recent. So, you know, I thought they did a great job with this. And I think it's, you know, getting people really hyped up for the 50th.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen nothing but positives. Just looking to see how people are responding. Nothing but positives right now. Not only for that episode, but a lot of excitement for what's coming up.
All right. Well, or this is basically kind of our intro episode, like we were saying. And so, you know, we were not expecting to have a longer episode like we've ended up having because of this video that came out. So it's kind of good, though, that we had this to discuss. I think it's kind of given us something really exciting to talk about right out the gate. And but for now, I think we're going to wrap this intro episode up. I think we will probably have another episode. Our next episode will probably be the review of the 50th anniversary. So a couple weeks from now, we will be releasing our second episode. And then from then on, we'll try to keep it weekly. We might have sometimes, you know, holidays or whatever that we might miss a week. But for the most part, we'll try to keep it weekly. At the least, I'll say monthly, that we'll be releasing new episodes of Bad Wolf Radio.
Definitely. As long as there's doctor stuff to talk about, I'm sure we'll be talking about something.
And if you're listening to this right now and you have anything specific that you'd be interested in us talking about as far as maybe older episodes or some classic Doctor Who storylines that you'd like us to watch and review, even maybe if it's a book or a comic that's out there that you think would be fun for us to talk about, send us an email. Right now, our email address is badwolfpodcast@gmail.com. Shoot us an email if any feedback about the podcast, or if you just want to, you know, give us suggestions on things that you'd like to hear about. Shoot us an email, and we will take that into consideration, and also we'll definitely respond to you. We'd love to communicate with you guys as our listeners.
And definitely don't forget to hit us up, like the Facebook page, Bad Wolf Radio. We're out there. I know that both Aaron and I are going to be checking in on that, keeping in contact. And we have a Twitter account as well, don't we, Aaron?
Yes, it's @BadWolfPodcast. Bad Wolf Radio was taken. So @BadWolfPodcast. If you want to follow us on Twitter, that'd be great. We'll definitely be continuing to put things on Twitter, news, you know, links to these type of videos that are released. And, you know, just we'll interact with you guys as you interact with us on there. And just as a side note, as far as Bad Wolf Radio goes, there, just so there's no confusion, there was another podcast a while back. It's called Bad Wolf Radio. I think they recorded 4 episodes and then they fell off the face of the earth. So we really like the name, and we didn't want to not use the name just because somebody else, you know, back in 2007 decided to start a podcast and then stopped. So we decided to use the same name. So don't get it confused with that. If you look it up on currently right now, if you go on iTunes and search for Bad Wolf Radio, we are not on iTunes yet. We will be shortly. Hopefully within the next week, we'll have our account up there. But if you do go there now, you will find this other podcast. That's not us. We're not associated to them at all. We're not a reboot of that podcast. We're a fresh new podcast. Just happen to have the same name. But hopefully we'll be, you know, we will stay consistent with this. And in no time, we will be the number one result when you search for Bad Wolf Radio.
We are not a regeneration of that podcasting
team. Exactly. That's a good way to put it.
So, okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for listening to this first episode of Bad Wolf Radio. I don't know. We should have like an out. Like, what's our out?
I don't know. Geronimo.
Geronimo or...
Alonzi.
Maybe we'll switch it up every once in a while. But thanks for listening.
You guys, we'll catch you on the flip side.